Hundreds of people who care deeply about birds will congregate in Milwaukee later this week. The occasion is the biennial Audubon Convention. The Milwaukee County Parks System will be contributing its conservation expertise. The system will have something special to crow about. It's just been deemed an important bird area. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz explains why the designation matters.
Three people, each with impressive binoculars at the ready, stand in a Grant Park parking lot bantering about their latest bird sighting. All three are key to Milwaukee County Park's success story. Rita Flores-Wiskowski of South Milwaukee volunteers for the park's monitoring program. If she can't stir up passion for the birds to be found in Milwaukee County, no one can.
This spring I spent a lot of time at that middle pond, the tennis court pond, and I had the prothonotary warbler, the hooded warbler, like three or four different kinds of vireos, you know, so it ended up being like this great little spot that nobody else was like flocking to.
We're incredibly fortunate because we have thousands of volunteers who, like Rita, she's collecting this bird data for us.
That's Milwaukee County Parks Natural Areas Coordinator, Brian Russert.
I, as a land manager, can see that data, and it directly impacts our land management decision. So going out and doing something she absolutely loves to do, she's actually changing how the park system is managed.
Including improving habitat in strategic pockets of the parks.
Like this prairie to our left here was mowed turf grass. We have other areas, if you go down the road here, that are now young forest that was just mowed turf grass and was not being utilized by the public. So we've had an opportunity to convert that to habitat.
Russert says the park system has started planting about 20% of its trees with a changing climate in mind.
Kentucky coffee tree, American sycamore, some pecans, so a variety of these species that are native to the United States. Monitoring them to see which species are doing well, which ones can handle the colder winters, and which ones can't.
Russert says 10 years of bird-friendly work is paying off.
We've done about 5,000 bird surveys. We've documented close to 370,000 birds all different times of the year. And not only was it for this designation, but also so we can manage our habitat within the park system much better.
So what is the designation? Milwaukee County Parks earned Important Bird Area Status, or IBA, from a group he says represents the heart of bird conservation, the Wisconsin Bird Conservation Initiative.
It's a coalition of 180 different partner organizations, not necessarily specifically to birds, but conservation statewide. And they have a pretty rigorous process we have to go through and justify our ability to be an IBA.
It's so rewarding.
The soft voice you hear belongs to Assistant Natural Areas Coordinator Emily Burmeister. She's still savoring the IBA news and what it took to earn it.
Like all the mornings that we've gotten up at the crack of dawn to look for breeding birds and all the bug bites, and we get warbler neck from cranking your neck to look at the tops of trees, and getting this designation is just incredibly rewarding to all the hard work that all of our volunteers and our team has put forth in the last decade.
IBA isn't simply for the birds. It's about engaging the public in the conservation effort. Volunteer Rita Flores-Wiskowski says she takes a people-centric approach.
When I've come here this spring, there are more birders in this park than I've ever seen in the spring, and from all over Wisconsin. So that's a really cool thing to have in our county, to bring people and to enjoy our parks.
Wiskowski says people are as important as nature.
Yeah, and it's one of the exciting birds I wanted to mention is...
Remember I warned you, Wiskowski will suck you in.
The piping plover, which is a federally endangered bird and just as cute can be, stops here every early spring, and they just kind of, they look like little cotton balls with legs, and they're just the cutest thing. So I encourage people to look for those and you know, enjoy them.
Wiskowski might be as powerful a conservation tool as the IBA designation. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.